Hi, I'm Nicole from Homer Soil and Water with this week's roundup of agriculture-related opportunities and other fun tidbits. Homer Grown may be taking a winter break, but that doesn't mean you have to stop getting good local insight on growing your own food or local land topics. Homer Soil and Water and the Homer Office of NRCS have begun our winter series of talks called Know Your Land. The first one was a discussion on soil erosion, and the next one will be held this coming Tuesday, November 17th. The topic this Tuesday is Principles of Soil Health and will be presented by Homer Soil and Water's soils guy, Brad Kassar. If you're into soil health, this talk's for you. Brad will cover soil armor, minimizing soil disturbance, plant diversity, continual live plant root and livestock integration, and he'll also discuss the upcoming cover crop demonstrations, where our team will be trialing a wide range of cover crop species on local soil to chart how well they work in our area. Meeting online via Zoom and at two times. Brad will do his presentation at 11:30 a.m. and at 6 p.m. We try to accommodate most people's schedules with these talks. Talks are free and open to the public. Bring your questions. For the registration link to either of the two sessions, visit our website's homepage at homerswcd.org. You can look forward to many of these Know Your Land talks throughout the winter months. December's topics will be on forestry, wildfire, and fire breaks. More topics to come, so follow us on Facebook or sign up for our Ag Updates e-newsletter on our website. If you have any questions, contact Nicole at homerswcd.org. And speaking of that cover crop trial, if you have raw land and you'd like to be a part of these cover crop trials, let us know. We're still lining up the properties that we'll be doing the trials on. Reach out to Brad and let him know you're interested. Just shoot him an email to brad@homerswcd.org. If you like living off the beaten path and with internet service, the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies is looking for a year-round caretaker for the Inspiration Ridge Preserve. This is the perfect position for someone who is working part-time and loves the outdoors. Must enjoy wildlife and be capable of outdoor work such as shoveling snow, chopping brush, running a weed whacker and a chainsaw, and hiking backcountry areas around the preserve. In exchange for approximately 20 hours a week of trail work and maintenance, the caretaker has a cabin provided with running water, electricity, internet, and a septic system. Visit the Coastal Studies website for details or contact Beth Trowbridge at 235-6756. This winter, when the weather's nice and the bears are hibernating, it's a great time to explore the Homer Demonstration Forest up off Rogers Loop Road on Baycrest Hill. The Demonstration Forest covers 360 acres and connects with the Homestead Trail System and offers trails all the way down to the Diamond Creek drainage. There's signage at the trailhead and parking along Rogers Loop Road. If you've got ideas for educational opportunities that can be held at the Demonstration Forest, contact the Forest Steering Committee, comprised of locals from a variety of community groups. You can reach out to them on the newly created Homer Demonstration Forest Facebook group. I'm very happy to announce that Homer has a new local business in town, Sweet Gale Mead Works and Cider House. Local fermentation craftsman Jason Davis recently opened a brand new local craft beverage tasting room where he offers his hard apple ciders and meads. The best part is that he's using only local ingredients. He's a beekeeper himself, and he's sourcing more local honey, local berries, and rhubarb for his fine products. You can find Jason and the Meadworks on Main Street in downtown Homer, in the little building out behind where Timeless Toys used to be. Go show your love for local foods. And on a final note, and speaking of local foods, in case you haven't heard, the Alaska Food Hub is extending their season this year through December. This is the first time the Food Hub will be open through the holiday season, so check out what goodies you can pick up for yourself or loved ones this season. Of course, there's winter storage veggies, but there's also locally made foods and locally made self-care products and fun treats like that. Offerings change weekly. Visit alaskafoodhub.org, Fridays through Mondays, to get in on the good stuff and keep our dollars local.